Hello, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety hour, featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Not so long ago, here on the Shellac Stack, I put together a program that featured records that had something to do with somebody named Jack. Maybe it was a bandleader named Jack, or a composer named Jack, or a singer named Jack, and I had so much fun doing that, I thought we might try the same approach again, but change the name. So this time, for no particular reason, I picked the name Bob, short for Robert, and I thought I would look around for records that had something to do with Bob. And we're going to start with a record made by Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell, singing with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra. As far as I know, there was nobody named Bob involved with making this record. The composers are Johnny Mercer and Bernie Hannigan. But the song is called Bob White. What you gonna swing tonight? This is Decca 1483, recorded in Los Angeles, September 25th, 1937.
I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says you got a corny trill. Bob White.
I'm gonna swing tonight.
I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you are the worst he's heard. Bob White.
I'm gonna swing tonight.
Even the owl tells me you're foul, singing those lullaby notes.
Well, he's a bring down. He never could swing down. He ain't got my high notes.
There's a lot of talk about you, Bob.
Yeah.
They're saying you're off the car.
Why, that's heresy. I'll sue.
Fake it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. B.
Here I go.
Take it. Follow me, Bob White.
We're gonna break it up tonight.
The wire from the whippoorwill.
You mean my old friend
Bill? He says that you have got a mellow drill.
Oh, 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 yes, I have.
Bob White.
Oh, oh, oh. We're in the groove tonight.
Now here's another from the mockingbird.
What does he have to say?
That you're the best he's heard.
Oh, oh, that's too absurd.
Bob White.
Oh, oh, oh. We really saw the light.
Even the owl threw in a towel after you sang staccato.
And the flamingo hollered by jingo, what a vibrato.
Now the consensus of opinion is,
oh, 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 what is the consensus is?
That you're a solid whiz.
Oh, 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 yes, I is.
Sing on, Mr. B.
I'm gonna swing on merrily.
Bob White.
We really broke it up tonight, Bob.
That's a fun record. Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell singing with John Scott Trotter's orchestra. Recorded out in Los Angeles in September of 1937, Bob White, What You Gonna Swing Tonight? And a great way to start out this edition of the Shellac Stack, where, as I mentioned, today we'll be listening to records having something to do with Bob. Either songs about Bob, songs sung by Bob, bandleaders named Bob, composers named Bob. You get the idea. So, as I already mentioned, and as you probably already know, Bob is a shortened form of the name Robert, which can be traced back to Germanic origins. In its earliest forms, the name was Hrodebert, H-R-O-D-E-B-E-R-T, meaning bright fame, because it comes from two Germanic elements, one Hrod meaning fame, and Berat meaning bright. The Normans introduced it to England in about the 10th or 11th century, I think, and it soon spread throughout Western Europe, becoming a fairly common name. Fairly early on, too, it was shortened first to Dob, Hob, or Nob, and later Bob came into being. There have been many famous Roberts and Bobs throughout history, and plenty of them in music as well. We'll hear a couple of well-known Bobs on today's program, but probably many of the Bobs we'll hear today may be new to you. But that doesn't matter. All Bob, all the time on today's program. So let's get started now with a couple of traditional jazz band leaders named Bob. First, Bob Scobie, with his Alexander's Jazz Band, a record made in 1947 for the tiny little Trilon label. 220 is the record number. They're doing an old tune that goes back to, I think about 1926 or 27, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. After that, we'll hear reed man Bob Wilbur and his Wildcats on the Rampart label, record number one, from December 31st, 1947, a Charlie Jackson tune called Salty Dog. So, two trad jazzmen named Bob now, starting with Bob Scobie.
Thank you.
band that included not one but two Bobs. That's Bob Wilbur's Wildcats, Salty Dog, from December of 1947. In the group, we heard Johnny Glazel and Jerry Bloomberg playing the cornets. Bob Mielke was on the trombone. Bob Wilbur, the clarinet. Dick Wellstood was at the piano, Charlie Traeger, bass, and Denny Strong at the drums. Before that, we heard Bob Scobie and his Alexander's Jazz Band, a Trilon record from 1947, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. And what a stompy version of that it was. In this next set of records, we're going to hear not only two Bobs, but two different Bob Nolans. At least I'm quite sure these are two different people. The first Bob Nolan is vocalist with Blue Steel and his orchestra. This Bob Nolan played violin and also seems to have had a hand in leading Slim Lamar's Southerners, a group that recorded for the Victor label in Memphis in 1928 and 29. Blue Steel's orchestra, a really interesting band to me. Blue Steel had come from Arkansas and went off to fight in World War I, where he was apparently quite seriously injured by some shrapnel. It resulted in him having to have a metal plate put into his skull, which is perhaps where he took the nickname Blue Steel from. After all, that wasn't his real name. His real name was Eugene Staples. But this metal plate caused him to behave erratically and often violently, and there are all kinds of stories about band members of his sneaking off in the middle of the night rather than face him face to face and give him their notice, because he could get violent and hit them and chase them around lobbies in his underwear, apparently. I mean, the guy was quite a character, it seems. By the late 1930s and early 40s, he was leading a band for a radio station in Mexico City. He returned to the U.S. in the 1950s, it seems, and recorded some Dixieland-style records. He died in 1971. That's more about Blue Steel than about Bob Nolan, about whom I otherwise don't really know very much. This record of Let's Forgive and Forget was recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, on October 26, 1927. After that, we'll hear two records of songs that were composed by another Bob Nolan who was born to an American Army officer in Canada, moved to the United States to be with his father, first in Boston and then down in Arizona, where he went to high school. And the reason I think these are two totally separate Bob Nolans is because this Bob Nolan didn't graduate high school until 1928, it seems, and then out in Arizona. So he couldn't have been making records with Blue Steel in Atlanta the previous year. At least I don't think so. Anyway, this Bob Nolan went on to be in the Sons of the Pioneers and wrote all kinds of songs, many, many of them, including the ones we'll hear, Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Cool Water we'll hear played by Billy May and his orchestra, and as an extra bonus, there's another Bob involved here, Bob Morse, who on the label is credited with just Water. Now, when I saw that, I thought maybe this Bob Morse is somehow making the sound effect of water, but no, he's actually just singing the word water, water, over and over again in the background. So, two Bobs involved here. It's Capitol record number 2653 from 1953. After that, another Bob Nolan song, Tumbling Tumbleweeds, sung by Curly Bradley, Radio's Tom Mix. This is a Universal Recording Corporation record number 7502 from sometime in the 1940s. Okay, let's get to some music. Starting off with Blue Steel and his orchestra, Let's Forgive and Forget, the vocalist, Bob Nolan. Thank you.
found, my dear, of a girl just like you. I'm sorry for things that my jealousy brings, and those things I will try to undo. You loved me the time when you said you'd be mine. Take me back to your heart, dear, please do. Let's forgive and forget, for it's not too late yet. Can't you see it's true? I love only you.
Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. No. Where to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night has gone that a new world's born at dawn. Rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Has gone, that a new world's born at dawn. I keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
In case you're just joining us, my name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack, featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And on today's program, we're listening to records that have something to do with Bob. And in that set, we started with vocalist Bob Nolan with Blue Steel's Orchestra, Victor 21068 from 1927, a record made down in Atlanta, Georgia, Let's Forgive and Forget. And then we heard two songs composed by a different Bob Nolan, the one who became famous as singer with the Sons of the Pioneers and who composed so many famous country and western songs. This Bob Nolan wrote Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweeds. First we heard Billy May and his orchestra, followed by Curly Bradley. Next up, I've got another doubleheader for you, a record involving two Bobs. This is Bob Crosby and his orchestra featuring pianist Bob Zirke, who also composed the tune. It's called Eye Opener. This was recorded for the Decca label in New York on January 23rd, 1939. After that, we'll hear bandleader Bob Larry, spelled L-A-R-R-I, and his orchestra, a Crown record, 3420, from November of 1932, the song is Here It Is Monday and I've Still Got a Dollar. It's a fun enough tune, but I especially like the vocalist who here says something about, you know, it's Monday and I've still got some money. Yay. And he says the yay so flatly, it's really kind of humorous. Listen for that. And then we'll close out the set with Bob Backelder and his Mood Recording Orchestra. Mood record number 1011. This is a fun thing from 1953 called the TV Rumba. It starts with the theme music to Dragnet and then very quickly works in little snippets of jingles of advertisements you would have seen on TV in the early 1950s. I think I detect Be Happy, Go Lucky for Lucky Strike cigarettes, and I hear a little bit of See the USA in your Chevrolet. I won't give away all the little clips in there, but see how many you recognize. So three more Bobs, actually four, starting with Bob Crosby and his orchestra, and Bob Zirke at the piano. Here's Eye Opener. Thank you.
a dollar, so why should I holler? 'Cause here it is Monday and I've still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar, so why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus 'cause I've still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy, having big time, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Yay, Saturday's my day, 'cause a check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I've still got a dollar.
Despite the rather phony-sounding reverb, I think that's a fun record, the TV Rumba, played by Boston-based Bob Bakalder and his Mood Recording Orchestra. Hey, if you need another tongue twister to work on, try saying Boston-based Bob Bakalder, and his Mood Recording Orchestra from 1953. And apparently that was quite a hit when it came out. Before that, Bob Larry and his orchestra, a Crown record from 1932. Here It Is Monday, and I've Still Got a Dollar. Some real Depression-era sentiment for you. And starting off the set, Bob Zirke playing piano with Bob Crosby's orchestra, Eye Opener, in 1939. Up next, I have the rather redundantly named Bob Roberts for you. I mean, hey, if Bob is short for Robert, and his name is Bob Roberts, it's, well, kind of like saying Bob Bob. Anyway, this is Victor 2989, a very early recording. This one goes back well over 100 years. Recorded June 30th, 1904, probably in Philadelphia. The song here is called Hear Dem Bells. Quick word of warning, there is some objectionable racist language in here, but it's a product of its time. So let's listen now, because what Bob program would be complete without Bob Bob or Bob Roberts? Here you go. Hear Dem Bells.
Ring them bells, children, ring the bells, ring them out to glory. Come on, ring them, nigga, ring them out, ring them out. That sounds good, that does, that certainly sounds good. Well, we go to church in the early morn when the birds are singing on the trees. Sometimes his clothes I'm very much worn, but he wears them out at the knees. Now at night when the moon I'm shining bright and the clouds are passed on the way, them bells keep a ringing for the gospel fight that will last till the judgment day. Yeah, them bells. Don't you hear them bells? They're ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Lamb, 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 hear them bells. Don't you hear them bells? They're ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Come on, children, sing hallelujah this time. All day we work in the cotton and the corn with feet and hands that I'm sore. But praying for Gable to blow his horn so we don't have to work anymore. Now I hear them chariots are coming this way and I know they're coming for me. So ring them bells till the judgment day and the land that has gone for the sea. Hear them bells, don't you hear them bells? There's a ringing out the glory of the Lamb. A lamb, a lamb, a lamb, hear them bells. Don't you hear them bells? There's a ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Sing to glory, children, hear them bells. Don't you hear them bells? There's a ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Oh, lamb, oh, lamb, oh, lamb, oh, hear them bells. Don't you hear them bells? There's a ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Oh, my. Thank you.
a record I picked up in Tokyo, Japan a few years ago. Two Bobs for the Price of One, Bobby Leakin and Robert Cooksey. That was the Dirty Guitar Blues, recorded in New York on September 27th, 1926. That's Victor record number 20251, and mine's a Japanese pressing, but interestingly, it retains the original American catalog number. The composer for that was Bobby Leakin. Little side note here, for the composer credit, they spelled it B-O-B-B-I-E, but right underneath it for the artist credit, they spell his name B-O-B-B-Y. Why? I don't know. Before that, we heard Bob Roberts, a 1904 recording called Hear Dem Bells, Victor 2989. I don't know much about that Bob Roberts. I tried looking him up, and all I could find were references to the recordings that he made. He was quite prolific. He turned out over 300 selections for the Victor, Columbia, and Xonophone companies, but beyond that, I couldn't find out too much. He sounds like he was probably a vaudeville performer of some sort. Well, let's continue now with three band selections from the late 20s, mid-30s, and early 40s. In this case, the Bob connection is in the vocalist. First, we'll hear singer Bob Gately with Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, and Bob Gately sounds pretty straight-laced as he sings My Ship, a song composed by Kurt Weill and Ira Gershwin, recorded in Chicago February 8, 1941. After that, we'll hear Bob Borger sing with George Olsen and his music, Victor 21855, I'll Never Ask for More. It's quite a peppy tune, despite the title. It was recorded in New York on January 8, 1929. And we'll finish off the set with Bob Eberly, a recording made in Los Angeles on August 4th, 1936, a song you'll probably know, Pennies from Heaven, written by Arthur Johnston and Johnny Burke. It's Decca 951. So three Bob vocalists now, starting with Bob Gately. Here's My Ship. Thank you.
troubled and ill-tied. Take me to that hillside and I'll never ask for more. I long for the scenery, homestead mid the greenery. Lead me to that scenery and I'll never ask for more. For in that homestead mid that greenery, on that hillside fair, two longing eyes, two tender lips, two empty arms await me there. She stands at the gateway, makes heaven a straightway. Lead me to that gateway and I'll never ask for more. From heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
We started that little trio of records with Bob Gately singing with Eddie Duchin's orchestra, My Ship. After that, George Olsen and his music with Bob Borger, the vocalist, on I'll Never Ask for More. Quite a good record, huh? And we finished off with Bob Eberle singing with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, Pennies from Heaven, that one from 1936. I think we have time for one more record on today's Shellac Stack, so we're going to turn to one more band leader named Bob. Probably one of the most prolific recording band leaders of the 1920s, Bob Herring. This is a cameo record he made about April 17th, 1927, Cameo 1147. It's a great pop tune of the day called Under the Moon. And with Bob Herring and his orchestra and Under the Moon from 1927, that's about all there is on this edition of the Shellac Stack. I want to thank you for joining me, as for the past hour we've been saluting Bob with 78 RPM Records. If you enjoyed the program, I hope you might consider telling a friend, helping us spread the word about the Shellac Stack. And if you'd like to drop me a note, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Okay, I think we're about out of time. We'll see you next time for more 78 RPM records here on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.